Galeen Braze reporting for duty. Fasten your seatbelts and hold on to your carrots, comrades. We're going to burn some high-performance health rubber. You're about to enter the Lean Braze Throwdown Zone. Accelerating for the simple solutions, we are Avengers of Health. Hide the donuts. You're listening to the Lean Braze Radio Show at theleanbraze.com. Welcome, Braze. I'm Ron Jones with Kevin Rail and Barry Kaplan from the Lean Braze, and we've got a really cool live show here in Everything Natural in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. And we're out here for some special events, and we did a screening of Vanishing of the Bees last night with a great turnout. And Kevin, I'd like you to take a little time to introduce Barry and lay the foundation for what's been a really wonderful stay here for me in Pennsylvania.
Awesome. I'd love to. Well, it all started about 2003. I started working at this store called Everything Natural in beautiful Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. I'm a very huge advocate of organic and all-natural food and cosmetics and personal hygiene products, etc. For those of you that don't remember or don't know, who have been following Lean Braze, my father died from cancer when I was 19 years old, and I firmly believe it was because of his eating habits and lifestyle, etc., and I completely blame chemicals and pesticides, genetically modified organisms, and all kinds of horrible contaminants in his food as one of the main contributors to that. So that brought me to the world of organic. And when I came to Everything Natural, I remember the first day I met Barry, I was down in the old store. He had this one down the street. And I came in, this guy who was like all into fitness and all jacked up and stuff. I'm like, do you have a, I'm not going to mention proper names, but I was asking about certain meal replacements. And he's like, oh my God, no, that's got aspartame in it. It's got this in it, that in it. I was like, my mouth dropped open. He's like, that causes cancer and da, da, da. And I started getting all nervous and I was like, and I, immediately, like, the red light went on in my head, and I'm like, I don't want to end up like my father and so on and so forth. And Barry spent about 5 minutes talking to me about free-range eggs and organic this and no pesticides that. And I was like, oh, what?
So is he the guy that got you into the
he's
organic
definitely
throwdown?
One of the
– I love it.
You
there's
mean,
a couple.
You mean I'm an original Lean Braze?
He is.
I didn't know that I was archetypal.
But Barry didn't even know that, but he was very instrumental in my big turning point in going the way of organic, so to speak.
Awesome.
And he has...
Come, grasshopper.
So fast forward all these years later, I've gotten... I worked at the store for a few years. I've stayed in contact with him and the other owners. There's two other owners. We'll mention them in a minute, too, because we have to give due where it's at. And I feel very honored to be not only have worked and been associated with the store, but to be good friends with Barry over the years. And they have a wonderful store in Clark Summit, PA, in the beautiful Endless Mountains, called Everything Natural, and it started out as a small place and expanded into this wonderful store. It's about three times larger than the one they were in before. And recently, we anointed Everything Natural with the first annual seal of approval, Lean Braze approved seal
ever.
Of approval.
First ever, ever seal of approval.
And I could not think of a better place to start or to kick that off than right here at Everything Natural. So, Barry, congratulations on your recent acceptance of this award on behalf of the store. And thank you very much for being part of the solution instead of the problem.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, RJ. First of all, we're honored to have the Lean Beret seal of approval.
Awesome.
You guys floored me with that yesterday. I was like, oh man, that's awesome. And we will display it proudly.
Awesome.
Nice.
Love that.
I remember that meeting you that time, Kev, and you coming in asking about protein powders and replacement drinks. And,
yep, yep.
And you were like a Hulk Hogan look-alike. You know, his dark secrets are coming out now.
Oh, boy.
Wow. And
well, you know, he's a big wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah.
I am
a
wrestling fan.
Yeah. And the big burns and the wild man. And, yeah. And I got to say that you've only quieted down a little bit.
You don't say. But that was, it was very interesting that day.
Well, one interesting thing, you know, Kevin's been talking about Everything Natural for a long time, probably since I've known you. But I was talking to Barry a little bit yesterday about how this just is not a food store. And what I've noticed and felt here in terms of energy and watching the interactions with the employees and the customers is that this is a very important, integral part of your community. And it's just not a place to buy food.
No, well, that isn't what we're about.
Right. And I'd like to tease that out of you a little bit and have you explain that, because I think there's some good learning here for people.
Well, I can even take it in terms of what we've just been talking about with Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Kevin came in, started asking questions, and I mean, you know, I had no interest in selling him a meal replacement.
Right.
You know, it's not about the meal replacement, it's about the education.
Nice.
It's about learning how our food choices, as well as so many of our other choices, affect the way we live. The way we live and our environment and our lifestyles and our families and our businesses,
right.
Our economies, our wallets, it's part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
So a simple choice, seemingly simple choice, of how one eats is only one part of how to be healthy, how to be a whole, sane human being.
Right.
We don't sell food. We are here to serve and help people find the tools they need. It's part of our mission,
mm-hmm.
you know, tools and information, an opportunity, a service. I mean, if it were about selling food, you know, hey, people, you can sell widgets.
Right, right.
You know, and that's not what we are.
You could have made a quick sale to Kevin those years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we might not have the lean berets, right?
Quite possible.
Because that was a turning point powder. in your life.
You it know, was.
To make those light bulbs go on.
Yeah.
I've been doing this so long. It's been part of my lifestyle for, you know, 40 years plus now. It's kind of crazy when I think about that. But, you know, it was not ever intended to be, like, the way to get rich or,
yeah.
you know, I left a family business that I would have been much more secure, comfortable financially.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to follow my heart
mm-hmm.
and know what I knew, you know, do what I know to be the right thing. Not just for me, but that I had faith that there would be other people who needed that and wanted it as well.
And now look, you know.
Yeah.
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 I mean, it's a thriving business here, too.
I mean, I like to tell a couple stories. I mean, my family helped us get started. You know, my family and my partner's family, and we'll get them. You know, they helped us a little bit and backed us a little bit, and yet at the same time, they truly expected us to fall flat on our asses. So, because, you know, they thought we were kind of out there and crazy.
What year did you start Everything Natural?
In 1985.
Okay, and but you've been in organics, you said, since 1969.
Right, 1969.
Okay.
I started doing organic gardening.
Okay.
Helped found the area's first natural foods co-op in 1971.
Hmm.
And then opened what we sometimes call the crunchy granola hippie store,
yeah,
a natural food store, in 1978.
Wow!
So I had a natural foods bakery. I mean, I've been immersed in this for.
You dabbled
really,
with Knishes
really,
too at one Knishes, point, didn't you?
Macrobiotic brown rice Knishes.
Nice.
Wow!
And I took them to Mecca. I took them I took them right to the heart of the Knish territory, New York City.
Wow! So that's a perfect place to go. I saw. Bunches of them when I was out there.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. And it was kind of funny, you know. I saw Andy Warhol bite a Knish. I saw Rodney Dangerfield bit a Knish.
Oh, nice.
some real fun, famous people. It was like, what a treat.
Did you give him any respect?
No, can't.
No, of course not. Oh, boy.
So, yeah, this is... let's talk about the bees a little bit,
because
the opportunity to show a movie that powerful was great here at Everything Natural. We had like 40 people show up, standing room only in the back.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been able to fit anybody else if they came in.
It was a wonderful movie. I saw it out in Encino. It was. I think I was telling you that yesterday, you guys.
Right.
I went to Encino to see it, which if you know L.A., it's pretty high-end area, pretty savvy people, I thought, environmentally. But there were like 5 people in the theater, and 2 of them were me and my daughter, Ronnie. Yeah, and I was just shocked that more people wouldn't be interested in this. And it was one of the few experiences that I've had in my life that fundamentally changed me in a very short amount of time. Because I walked out of that movie and I felt different, and I've behaved differently ever since. I've a bunch of light bulbs went on.
Yeah.
And then we got the idea to, you know, do the screenings, and then the whole thing fell into place. Interestingly, a lot of the movie is about Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Lewisburg, just a couple hours away from.
I'm so familiar with the issue, but I did not know that Pennsylvania was where it was identified. Where, you know, the mm-hmm. causes of colony collapse disorder, where colony collapse disorder itself was identified in Pennsylvania.
A lot of Penn State research.
Yeah, Penn State research.
Yep. Yeah. And so you were saying that you've seen, you know, you've been in the organic health business for a long time. That was a pretty powerful movie for you.
Absolutely, and
I found it so interesting that even though I have been involved in this for so long, that yet there was new information there for me, fresh perspective,
right?
Powerfully presented,
yes.
Visually stunning, and people were affected. A lot of people there,
I think so,
really caught that movie had such an important message.
Right.
It covered so many aspects of the effects I even hate to call it conventional farming. Aberrational farming is more like it. You know, industrial agribusiness, the effects of that upon our health, our society, our culture, our environment. And it took
economy,
it, and
everything.
Economy, it wrapped it so well. And globally, not just even for Pennsylvania or a little corner of the United States or the United States. I mean, it dealt with Australia, France, Europe, Germany, you know, all over the world, actually.
A fascinating point one of the scientists mentioned was that in nature there are no monocultures.
No
monocultures. And I didn't really know what a monoculture was, really, until I got into that movie and kind of started talking a little bit more to Kevin about it. But, there, you know, in nature you don't see hundreds of thousands of acres of corn,
well,
you know?
it's not sustainable.
Exactly.
People use the word sustainable a lot. In fact, Michael Pollan spoke in the film and gave such a concise definition of sustainable, you know, something I'll paraphrase because I'm not as articulate as he is. Something along the lines of practices that cannot keep themselves going.
Right.
You know, methods of agriculture that will fall apart because that you can't get the energy out of it that you put into it.
And like the transporting of the bees, too.
Transporting of the
that's
bees.
That's not really sustainable.
No, it's not. And it affects us in such dramatic ways that we wouldn't necessarily think of. I know that some people came to the movie, some people heard about the movie and thought we were talking about honey.
Right.
And honey has probably the least to do with
the
issues and the concerns about vanishing of the bees.
Right.
And in fact, it has so much more to do with our global food supply. And
the bees are symbolic.
The bees are symbolic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
It's not about the bees.
No, they're a bellwether, like ladybugs, birds, frogs, bellwether species that where the negative effects of our type of farming and agriculture show up first.
Right.
Monoculture, you know, it's all, you know, we have these huge, huge acreages of various crops, but, you know, one crop at a time creates a desert, a food desert.
Right.
Things can't survive except by artificial means. Mm-hmm. So bees, in this particular instance, in a crop of almonds, you know, an orchard of almonds, you know, 100,000 acres of almonds, they can only survive there for 2 weeks while the almonds are in bloom. After that, there's no food for them anywhere. So the bees,
which is very unnatural. Yeah.
Unnatural.
Right.
That really ties it together well, the way you're explaining that.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, that was a good.
You and me would be, you know, like, that would be like being nomads with nowhere to go.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? And so the beekeepers who use that practice, actually the greatest source of their income is moving the bees around the country because the bees pollinate the food crops. So without the bees, because they're dying off or flying off, or and still some of that is yet to be discovered exactly what's happening, but they're leaving, and the crops can't be fertilized.
Right.
Yeah. And can you imagine, you know, apple trees having to pollinate each individual apple blossom by hand?
Yeah.
You know, what's going to happen to apples?
The bees are a big deal.
Bees are a big deal.
Yeah, and hopefully people got, you know, your mom and her friend were talking about it on the way home last night. And the first thing this morning when I got up, you know, your mom started talking about the bees.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. I didn't tell you, Barry, but my mom and her friend were very floored by the movie. She was very angry this morning.
Cool.
Yeah.
Your mom's been throwing
like,
down ever since I got here.
You mean
people
those bees
to
are
get
gone?
Angry
I'm like,
about this.
They're gone. They're gone. They're
you
out
know,
of here.
You know,
she's like, that's terrible. And she started getting angry. And I'm thrilled to find out that she's starting to finally get a little more in tune with pesticides and chemicals and all that kind of jazz and the reasons why the bees are disappearing and the reason I'm so vigilant with the way that I eat and the way I think and why I'm always pushing the subject to her as well. So it's gaining momentum.
Yeah.
I like it.
We were talking to the organic apple representative here at your store earlier.
What
company is he from again?
Four Seasons. Four Seasons, and they're a major East Coast produce distributor. Mm-hmm. Definitely carrying regional, offering regional produce. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, that which is really good because a lot of times it's still kind of hard to source local. We definitely look for local,
sure.
and have relationships with various farmers.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we can't rely solely on that.
Right.
And so they are a distributor. I mean, you know, like apples. Pennsylvania is a big place for apples.
Uh-huh.
But again, not that it's necessarily the most sustainable practice, but most of us eat apples through the year.
Right, right.
And we're doing that by getting our apples from other areas shipped in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's around the world. That's not Northeast PA. That's just how it's done for the most part. And there are issues with that, but especially this time of year, the apple crop is regional, and we had a lot of local apples, and people could come in and try what a Donegold apple tastes like. It's not as sweet an apple. It's really a great baking apple, and they could try that with some fresh ground peanut butter or fresh ground flax
seeds. Yeah, that was actually pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was encouraged, though, because we were talking about, I toured Abundant Harvest Farm in California, Kingsburg, last week. To take a corporate tour there later with Vernon Peterson, the grower, and he was talking about even in recession, he's still growing double digits, and that's what Brian said too. So
since 2002 or three,
we're seeing that shift, even though the in terms of the whole market, I think it's only 2-3% are eating organic, right?
It's actually gotten a little higher at this point, but what's really interesting is that it's a double edged sword here. But what's happening is that organic food is getting into conventional stores,
right,
or aberrational stores, but they're not doing it because they believe in it.
Right.
They've got like this little mix of natural foods or organic foods within the desert of the rest of the garbage. And I don't usually get so strong in my language, but it is really what it is. I mean, you walk down the aisles and you get poisoned by the soaps.
Yeah.
And you walk down the aisles and all there is chemical food. And then you get to the place, which, by the way, they make the most attractive and put it front and center because it's the highest growth area in the food industry.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And supermarkets are bringing more natural foods in.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's profitable to them.
It's just money.
Yeah. They're selling food. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're selling food.
Yeah.
Instead of being there. I mean, they've got their. It's not all evil in
right,
that they
right.
are trying to do what they think is serving the customer, serving the clientele.
Right.
But we think of it as we're here to help our community learn and grow into being better.
Right.
And we don't force it down their throats. I mean, we had this conversation last night about, you know, we're not the food police, although maybe we are. we have an idea, folks.
You heard it here first.
but we are here to offer choices, and if they want to learn or want to know more, it's not like we're pontificating either. We're not saying, oh, we've got all the knowledge. No, but for people who are curious and want to try things, for people who want to, you know, see what else is out there and have new experiences or find out what kinds of choices they can make, that's what we're here for. If it makes us, gives us a livelihood and we can have a community of people who work with us, well, so much the better.
And let's talk about some of the options here, because it's not just selling food here. So you've got like a sitting area here where people can come in and Wi-Fi and kind of hang out.
I've spent many hours in this, my front office, as I call it.
I've seen articles and doing some pictures and stuff.
I'm very happy to be in Rail's office here. You know?
Yeah, well, he's sitting there writing. He's there, you know.
You got some coffee. You've got the yoga classes. You've got some support groups. You've had the
coffee. Come on, it's organic coffee.
That's right. Fair trade organic.
Yeah.
You've got the film screenings now. You're going to start getting into that.
Yeah.
We had a good response yesterday. It's just like this whole community buzz center. And by the way, on that note, your newsletter is called The Buzz,
and you told
an interesting story about how, you know, it wasn't just there because the bee's cute.
Well, you mentioned even that the bee is a symbol in this, you know, the vanishing of the bees is a symbol of what's going on ecologically. And
right.
In, and in the food supply. Well, we treated the bee that way, you know, as a long time ago. The bee is our, it's not quite to say a mascot, but it's a symbol for us too.
Right.
And it, you know, the bee is part of our logo, the bee is part of our newsletter,
well,
you know,
all your little pricing signs, your pricing signs have the bee on it.
The bees, yeah, we have bees all over the place. And and when a good product, you guys give it the green, the Lean Beret seal of approval. Yeah. We call it buzzworthy.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you know, it's because if it nurtures health.
Right.
If it's sustainable, if it's ecological, if it's a good product and a good tool for people,
mm-hmm.
then it's a cool thing.
And I can summarize that in one sentence, and it goes a little something like this. Everything natural, what he just described, is part of the solution and not the problem.
Right.
And that's what we're
all about.
The Lean Berets are all about root cause and getting to create a solution for something and eliminate the problem. Point blank.
Yeah.
You guys
are
great.
If the problems need to go to the firing squad, we're more than happy to do that. We'll be doing that tomorrow.
Absolutely. Got a couple things on my radar screen that I've been itching to meet the firing squad.
But you guys are awesome and do a fabulous job doing this.
Well, thanks, Barry.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun here. It's been a little rainy. When I left L.A., it was 100 degrees.
Wow.
Rail said, Dad, it might be a little cold.
Well, you missed the floods, but you're here for the trees. Northeast Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the colors are beautiful.
In fact, we're doing
a Lean Beret hike tomorrow. Where are we going?
We're going to Music Mountain. So any of you listeners out there want to come out,
if
we get this posted in time, 8 a.m., 0800 hours. We're meeting outside Everything Natural, which is located on
426 South State Street, Clark's Summit, P.A.
Yes.
What's your website address? We need to let people know listening if they want to check out your operations here.
EverythingNaturalPA.com. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook and, you know, sign up for Twitter feeds and, you know, keep in touch with us.
And I have a couple of things I'd like to add also. With all due respect, Barry, Barry has two partners as well.
Yes.
His lovely wife, Donna.
Yes.
And his sister-in-law, Shelley Cooper.
Right.
And the three of them have been huge. I swear, if it wasn't for these three people, I do not know if I'd be alive. And RJ, too. I got to admit that.
Oh, there's
times when I was walking down the street.
You're a strong buck. Come on.
I don't know. You guys have always been there for me, not just as to help me along the way with, like, employment and all these other things and all that kind of stuff, but just as mentors and spiritual leaders and organic frontier people that I always had somewhere to go, no matter what. You've always been there for me, and I love all you guys for that.
Thanks, man.
Well,
so,
hey.
Coming from you, I know that you wouldn't lie about it.
I wouldn't lie about that.
And really, Rail, we have seen you grow as a person, grow in your knowledge and your strength and your passion for health. I mean, we saw that day one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And your inquisitive nature, you were seeking to find, you know, the right thing for you, and you share it.
Yeah, Rail pushes the limits for the
truth. Oh, he pushes the limits.
And he's really, I got to talk a little bit about Kevin here. He's, I interviewed Jack LaLanne for my master's thesis, and I think Kevin
Which
Rail,
earned our huge respect.
Yeah, Jack LaLanne's my, like, idol, you know, and I think Kevin is as close to Jack LaLanne as anyone I've ever met in my life, because there are a lot of people in health and fitness, they kind of do part of it, but not all of it, and Kevin's all the way, all the time.
I appreciate it.
You're going to start pulling buses and boats with your teeth?
I attended a strongman competition down at York, PA, at the Barbell Company.
Oh, yeah.
Back in May. It wasn't actually a competition. It was just demos and stuff.
That's right.
And something really piqued my interest about that. I'm like, I want to start bending bars and breaking
nails.
You got
to come out and hang out with my friend Army McGuire.
Oh, yeah.
I love even just cool driving guy. By the place with the guy with the barbells doing the press, you know, on top of the building. It's so cool.
Yeah. Super cool.
But I want to mention that Michelle and Donna are truly, I'm the PR guy, I'm the front guy, but they are really the hearts and the brains of this. It's a good three-legged stool. It wouldn't work without any one of us, and I came with a little bit of background with it, but they actually I met her in '72 or something like that, and we met over in a crummy restaurant, she got into organic gardening and that's how we got to know each other. Mm-hmm. And of course, she introduced me to her sister, which it was actually their idea to do the store.
Wow.
But they're camera shy and mic shy, so they push me forward, and people think I'm the store, but nah, mm-hmm. I'm just the man behind the curtain. No, they're the women behind the curtain, really.
So just to kind of encapsulate this, what do you actually offer here? Because there's more than just food,
yeah.
too. I notice there's gifts and all kinds
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, there's gifts. And gosh, when they go to the Lean Berets Facebook page, and I'm not
see
sure
the photos, yeah.
see the photos. Uh-huh. And we'll be getting them up on ours, too, yeah. you know, on our Facebook page. And who knows where else you'll see them. But, you know, RJ, you really captured the essence of the store. Donna was talking about it with me last night and those photos. Because you caught both our mission,
mm-hmm.
lots of photos of products that are clean, green, healthy,
right.
vibrant, full of energy, and nurturing, and going to be good for you and good for the earth,
mm-hmm.
and good for the farmers, and good for the, you know, the community.
Right.
But supplements, of course, that support that same, and then gifts that are, you know, or jewelry that are often locally made.
Right.
We look for things that are really functional, useful, but beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and fun.
Right.
You know, I mean, one of the taglines when I got into natural foods in the store in the 70s was a natural food and living store. And that philosophy, although we don't use that same wording,
yeah.
that philosophy
yeah.
still exists here to this day.
Hmm.
You know, our mission is to provide tools that are authentic and true. And we're not just, we don't just eat, you know, we live a whole life. So we offer a great deal more.
So, and your displays here were quite invigorating to me. You know, I spent some time just kind of looking at them, and they're not just, I don't know, they're not generic. They're not just thrown up. And then I found out later you guys have won some big-time awards for your displays.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that, but I appreciated it. And then I found out later you've actually been recognized nationally.
Yeah, we've won a few national awards for our displays. And we're, you know, we did that when we were a little tiny store.
Yeah.
We you know, it's kind of weird because we didn't come to it thinking, oh, we're going to create this gorgeous store or anything like that, even
mm-hmm.
though we know we hear it from people
right.
who go into natural food stores all the time. It's like, wow, you guys are different. This is does not look like a normal natural food store.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the way from choices in the music we were playing to the way the store looked, it was kind of like, hey, we got to live here. You know, this is,
yeah.
you know, we spend more time here than anybody else. It's got to be good for us.
Well, it is a cool place just to hang.
Well,
just
yeah,
I know. Hang out, yeah.
See, if we can, what we didn't realize, some
uh-huh.
of this is so subconscious. What we didn't realize was that if we make it a cool place for us to be, a warm, welcoming place for us, that and extend it to the community, it's like welcoming people into our home, and it is an extension of our larger selves.
Right.
Well, it makes it a fun, cool place to hang out.
Yeah,
you know?
And it is.
I can definitely attest to that. And it's one of my favorite places to be when I'm back here in PA.
Yeah.
And all those years that I was living here, like I said, I don't know what I'd do without the place because it was always like, even if I was feeling down or glum and I had to get some groceries, I'd stop in the store and like I'd run into a worker, I'd run into Barry or Donna or someone, and we'd just start talking, and I'd be
yeah.
like feeling completely lifted when I walk out of here. Always.
That's important.
God bless you. Thank you.
That's very important.
Yeah.
That's what I call deep wellness.
Deep wellness.
I call it good chi.
Yeah. It's not just calories burned or exercise intensity. It's deep wellness when you get into somebody's family and mm-hmm. and the culture at home and those types of life shifts. It's deep wellness, I think.
You know, it's so weird. You never know who you have an effect on and how you have an effect, sometimes for years, sometimes never.
Right.
But so many times people will come in and say, like, could be 7 years, 10 years down the road, and somebody will say, you know, you saved my life. And it's like, what?
I know, I get that all,
oh, that
I
was,
all the
that
time.
That what was a real what? I just heard that. You know, it's like, you know, we have no clue. We're just doing the deed.
Yeah,
you know, we're just speaking the truth and doing the deed.
We do what we love to do.
Yeah.
And hopefully it helps people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it's
God,
very,
yeah.
And just knowing you guys and knowing the people that work here, you can easily see and detect that you guys are genuine and authentic. And that's one thing the Lean Berets pride themselves on is only aligning themselves with people who are genuine and authentic.
Hey.
And you can just feel it. You can sense the energy when you talk to people and look at them in the eye and they don't like treat you disrespectfully or anything like that. But the whole crew here is very knowledgeable, and that's what I love about it too. Because I've seen a lot of phony business out there.
So my wife's in California. I was kind of telling her some of this, and she goes, it sounds like a place where people take the time to care. Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes people get, especially in California, we get so busy being busy, you know. And it's a place where people can connect with you and take a moment to make that energy shift and care. You know, it's not just a display. It's trying to help someone's life and mood enhancement through visual appeal, maybe something they take home as a gift, you know.
Well, we've been very blessed to find some real talented people to work with us.
Yeah, your staff is cool.
And
yeah.
and we are ever so grateful to them because, you know, without them, we'd be nothing, you know.
And what a range. You've got a little girl who's 15. What's her name? Just started working.
Little Faith?
Here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've got Aunt...
Aunt Molly,
who's 80.
What, just turned 85.
Darn, I wanted to call her today and get her down here. We're gonna put it.
Oh,
we're gonna give her a beanie.
Yeah, that would have been great. Oh, she yeah. And you know, her name tag, her badge, she, is Aunt Molly. Everybody calls her Aunt Molly. I mean, right, you know, yeah. so some of it's by blood, but some of it's by family. Just, yeah. You know?
I met her as soon as I came in the basement entrance there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
well, this
awesome.
This has been great, and we're going to do some more stuff today and the hike tomorrow, and it's just been wonderful. We'd like to come back, maybe do some fitness workshops in the spring. I mean, it's just a wonderful experience.
Please do. We want you back, guys. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Barry, for letting us gallivant here and do our thing.
All right. Thanks a lot. You've been listening to the Lean Braze radio show at theleanbraze.com. Music today provided by the Psycho DeVilles. Until next time, keep your foot on the accelerator for help and rock on. Ready on roots, rock. Ready on roots, rock. Ready on roots, rock. Ready, ready, ready.